You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to learn, love, lead, to reflect the light of Jesus. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live your life in such a way that others would see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
About 25 years ago, my dad and I went on a fishing trip. He had won a fishing trip by selling enough bags of Hubbard feed. Now, if you knew my dad, he was the manager of the grain elevator in Wisner. He worked there for 50 years. And if you sold enough bags of feed, you won fishing trips to Minnesota. And I was fortunate enough to go on about four or five of these trips. But the last trip was the most memorable. There were about 25 men who met at the grain elevator, a Hubbard dealer, in South Sioux City. And there was a Greyhound bus for us. So from South Sioux City, we were on our way to someplace called Rutgers Lodge. It was a really nice lodge. It had a golf course. And it was pretty close to Lake Winnie, okay? And it's short for Lake Winnebigosh. Has anyone ever heard of that lake? Lake Winnie? A couple people, yep. It's one of the best walleye lakes in the whole state of Minnesota, and there are a lot of good ones. So the first day, we got up and we met at this little town called Deer River, Minnesota. And it was about 15 minutes from Lake Winnie, and so then you would divide up in twos, and my dad went with our guide. Took about 15 minutes to get there, and we had a great day catching walleye. Caught our limit. So the guide, our good guide, asked us, do you want to do the same thing tomorrow, or do you want to try something a little different, change things up a little bit? How about catching some big northern pike? That got my interest. It got my dad's interest. But the catch was we would have to have a special guide who would take us about an hour and a half north to a lake called Red Lake. And that's where the big northern were. Well, Dad said, your call. Well, we went fishing for northern pike the next morning. We went to Deer River again. And this time we got in a different guide's pickup truck, and he was pulling behind him an awesome big old walleye boat. And away we go to Red Lake. Now, the biggest northern that I had ever caught was about 30 inches, which is okay, but nothing to brag about. And I caught that northern fishing for walleye, so did it really count? Yes and maybe no. So he starts telling us about how we're going to catch these big northern with big poles and big spoons. I mean big spoons. And so we started fishing, and we were dragging and reeling at the same time, and we kept swinging and missing. Does that make sense? We'd get a hit, and we'd swing and miss. No northern. So he said, I got to tell you guys a trick here. It's called the figure eight. These big ones, sometimes you need to give them that bait a little longer. So as they get close to the boat, you stick your whole pole in the water, and you've only got about this much length at the end where your lure is, and you do a figure eight to see if that big northern who has followed you all the way to the boat will finally hit it. And it was a lot of work. Now, I had a couple more swings and misses, and our good guide was watching, and he knew that big northern was still following my bait all the way to the boat, and he said, figure eight, and bam, big northern was hooked. Zing, it went. Pulled the drag straight out, and This happened about three or four times. The big northern would get close to the boat, and zing, he would go again. And finally, about the fourth time, our good guide scooped up that big northern, and he was in the boat. He looked like this. That's not 30 inches long. The gift of a good guide. There was zero chance that my dad and I would have caught any northern that day without the gift of a good guide. Zero chance. But we did have the gift of a good guide. And so do you. His name is Jesus. God talks about Jesus in Isaiah 42, verse 16 today. And I will lead the blind in a way that they do not know. In paths that they have not known, I will guide them. I will guide them. My dad and I had no idea how to catch big northern that day. But our guide did, our good guide did, and he led us in ways we didn't know. But we trusted him. A fishing guide we had never fished with before, we trusted him. Why? Why the trust? Well, mainly because he came highly recommended by our good guide the day before, and it was soon obvious to us that he knew what he was doing when the fishing began. Friends, your good guide knows what he's doing too. Your good guide knew what he was doing as he turned his face toward Jerusalem. Toward Jerusalem after his ministry in Galilee had been completed. Luke 9:51. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. Now it's going to get real, isn't it? The Son of Man, the Son of God, is himself being guided by the Holy Spirit, guided to Jerusalem. Ultimately, he's guided to the cross. In Luke 9, he knows what he is doing. He knows where he is going. He's going to turn darkness into light. He's going to level the rough roads. Verse 16, the rest of verse 16. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and I do not forsake them. Darkness into light and rough places into level ground. Our good guide doesn't mess around. And he didn't mess around. He turned his face toward Jerusalem and he never looked back. Never looked back, knowing where the Spirit was leading him. Now, some 700 years before Jesus turned to Jerusalem, during the days of the prophet Isaiah, who wrote our text today, rarely was God pleased with his people. They lived as if they didn't have a guide. They were blind travelers in the middle of their unfamiliar paths. They've been taken to Babylon. They've been taken to Assyria. They're scattered. They're blind, exiled Israelites due to one thing, their own sin, rarely following their guide. And the roads they traveled, they got rough. Blind and traveling on rough roads seem like this is not going to go well unless God sends a new guide, a perfect guide, a guide who will never forsake them. In other words, no matter what, he will not leave them and he will not abandon them. And he didn't. And he doesn't forsake us, abandon us, sinners that we are, sinners that we will always be, at least here in this place, at this time. God just keeps guiding us to him. He's got great instructions, don't you know? What a guidebook he has given us. His word, Jesus himself, Jesus the guide, Jesus the guidebook. John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Jesus, the guide and the guidebook. So here it comes. Your serious question for today. Are you following your guide? Following your good guide? How's that going for you? Maybe you're a picker and a chooser. Follow this, but maybe not that. Doing the figure eight is just kind of hard. I'll just take my chances just throwing it out, reeling in easy. It's a lot easier. I still might catch the big one. Or maybe not. So many false guides in this world, aren't there? Social media. It's dangerous. It's dangerous, a dangerous guide, my friends. I'm going to give you a few statistics here. 57 to 59% of users, social media users, expect the news they see on social media to be largely inaccurate. But we still read it. 70% of people admitted they struggle to trust online information because they can't tell if it is AI generated or not. Did you know that Tom Osborne died Monday? Did you know Trump died yesterday? But we still read it. Here's another one. False information is 70% more likely to be shared than the truth. But we still read it. And the last one. If a user interacts with a piece of false information, the algorithm may double down, create an echo chamber that distorts the perspective of reality. But we still read it. No wonder you got rid of Twitter. We read it, we follow it, and sometimes we even believe it. Can false guides lead us astray? Absolutely. Does our good guide ever give up on us? Absolutely not. Until the day we take our last breath, God will guide you. And he will not forsake you. Even when we wander or get distracted by false gods, God remains faithful to his promises. Promises. Promises to never leave you, to never forsake you. He leads you, he guides you with his word. And his word is Jesus. Trustworthy word. John 14:6, Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. No one has, and no one ever will, come to the Father except through Jesus. He is our guide. He's our only guide. Fox News, CNN are not our guides. TikTok videos are not our guides. Textbooks teaching about evolution are not our guides. Hollywood's not our guide. Even college professors are not our guides. Television and radio pundits on the right or the left are not our guides. Television pundits are going to spin things the way it takes to get readers and listeners. Even presidents and governors are not our guides. Jesus alone is our guide. He is the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word who turned toward Jerusalem and never looked back. The Word who bled and died so that you might live. Live as He lives. Your living guide. Your living God. Folks, this is your guide. He is your guide. He has already done all the hard work for you. Figure eight. But you're not catching him. He's catching you. You are his prized possession. He wants to scoop you up out of the dangerous waters into his boat. And he wants you to stay in his boat. Stay in his boat forever and ever. Peter said it this way, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his possession, that you may claim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. What a gift. What a guide. What a God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now we have the opportunity, the blessing, to go to our guide. Give to him our sinfulness. Give to him our sins, where we have fallen short, when we have not followed our guide.